This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Big up to the whole London Massive. This is yours truly, Mr. Guru, taking you back to the future, repping that 7 grand jazzmatazz and all that. We in the house with DJ Sarah Love. That's right, baby. Don't touch the dial.
That's right. Do not touch the dial. It's 4 p.m. It's Monday. It's FUBAR Radio. That means one thing. It's all about hip hop with myself, Sarah Love, taking care of you until 6 p.m. That last track, of course, was Kanye West, taken from the Life of Pablo album. That cut is 30 hours, produced by Kareem Riggins. I'm feeling that beat very much. But how are you, people? Make sure you get in touch with me today. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com is the place to send your emails. Mice is away this week, but we're going to have some very special guests in the house, so hold tight to find out who that is going to be. And of course, we've got our usual weekly goodness for you as well, including our open mic. Some ill MCs rolling through for that. Might even get some Hip Hop University challenge later in the show. And every week we have to ask you guys, what has made you say, are you taking the piss? There's so many liberties going on out there in the world. Goodness me. So make sure you get in touch. And usually every week my show investigates these burning life issues for you. But as Mice is away, it will be myself investigating. So I need to hear from you good people. You can get us on Twitter as well, at FUBAR Radio. You can find me at DJ Sarah Love 2, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But right now, let's hit you with some more music. Let's go UK with this one. This is Philly and Dots. This is taken from the Real Talk Records compilation album. All the proceeds from this album go to help the homeless, so definitely go track that record down. It's a good one to support. Shouts out to Chester P and all you good people locked into the show. Keep it locked right here, FUBAR Radio, till 6 p.m. This track is Get to Know the Name. The sounds of Philly and Dots, Get to Know the Name is that track. You're tuned into FUBARradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love. I'm back in the house, and this week, Maestro is missing in action. So I'm joined with our special co-host. Reveal is back up in the place to be. How you doing,
what's
Reveal?
What's happening? Hello, everybody.
It's lovely to have you back. I wasn't sure if you were going to make it for a
moment.
Oh, no,
sorry, man. I was a bit late.
Why were you late?
More traffic than I anticipated.
Oh, no, because I liked your original excuse. But Reveal's giving me cut it signals. Don't mention it. Well, I thought it sounded quite romantic.
Yeah.
Okay, I won't bait you up any more than that. Okay, there was really bad traffic that Reveal was caught up in. No, but it is lovely to have you here. And it's lovely to be back on the air with all you wonderful FUBAR Radio listeners. And we have so much good music on the way for you today. We've got some burning questions to ask you as we are investigating. But, you know, we end the show with a section called Are You Taking the Piss? Which really is about highlighting all the liberties that are going on in the world out there. But, you know, there's so much goodness happening in the world, and this is why we like to kick the show off with a section called
Big Up, Big Up.
Because I just think there's so many people doing wonderful things out there. I've just the reason why I was away the last couple shows, people, is I've been on a DJ tour. I went to New Zealand and to Singapore, and I
Sarah's
first of
always
all,
just off on her international travels, man. It's like some travel hip hop show. You should do a segment where you do like a travel thing. Why not, innit?
No, but you know what? I'm so like, I've been DJing professionally now for 16 years. Mm. I've DJed in over 30 countries. Mm. And I just wish that I had like been keeping some kind of,
yeah, I hear that,
a record or something, you know. I could think of the film I could have made by now over 16 years of traveling to these, yeah, different countries. So it's a bit of a shame with all the crazy things you see.
That's what them things are actually, I think, good for. Like, you know, them social media things like Instagram and that, yeah. If you actually, I don't have Instagram, yeah, but if you keep one, then when you look back on it, it's like for people that go touring now, like
it
later on,
like,
yeah, like years of places they've been. But
you're not on Instagram,
it,
yeah, you're not. I thought
I'm on
the
Instagram,
last person,
but
on,
I'm not on Instagram,
okay,
like, I'm on there because people take pictures of me being the celeb that I am,
of
being
course,
famous in Iran,
of course.
But I don't have I made an account on there actually just to reserve the thing, but I thought, what am I doing, like posting pictures, what's going on here, man? I'm not like,
okay, so you are, I see that I definitely am the last person not on Instagram. No, but I am on Instagram because someone created a DJ Sarah Love account on Instagram. Like, what on earth is going on in the world when people are...
Some stalkerish stuff, man.
That's just the most bizarre thing.
Single white female and stuff.
Like. You know, oh yeah, we've got stories Bunny to tell boiler. About that.
You're just on trying to get this, like, exposure thing today, isn't it?
No, but I'm not on Snapchat.
I thought we was bigging someone up. What happened?
You know what I think with social media, though? I just think social media is actually really antisocial.
Definitely.
I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on WhatsApp. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm not on any of this nonsense. I miss those MySpace days.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone was telling me recently that MySpace is actually going to make a comeback.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't hold my breath. But you know what? I sometimes still get emails from people and, like, you know, promo emails where, like, their MySpace is on it. And I'm like, don't you realize that it's doing more damage than it's doing good? No one's going to be impressed by seeing a MySpace address. Like, when was the last time someone sent you an email and you were like, you know what? Yeah, their MySpace page is pimped.
It's
out.
Popping.
Their top friends is popping. Like,
no, but do they still? Well, I don't know.
I don't even know what's going on MySpace. All I know is there was a guy called Tom who used to run it. And then someone got rude to him on Twitter recently.
Oh, really?
And he proper slammed them. Like, they were like, oh, you don't, MySpace went dry. And then he was like, yeah, actually, I sold it for multi-millions, man. Or something like that. Like,
son.
You know that guy that used to come up? Tom.
Tom's like one of the most famous people on the internet.
Tom's on the ends, like.
Wow. Tom's so he about. Was just like, shut that person down,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, so I'm not that into, like, I hear what you're saying about how it's, that's the good thing, that's the thing that I find with, like, Twitter or something, because, yeah, you can look back at it as, like, a record that you keep over the time. But I wonder how people manage these things in the olden days.
You know, like,
are other techniques.
It's mad, man. The amount of information that exists, yeah, in the world, it doubles every 15 seconds because of things like internet sites. So it might be useless information that people status update. So we've gone from being in a solid culture to being in a liquid culture to being in a steam culture.
No, but and also something like 90% of the data that is online has been created only in, like, the last couple of years.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like crazy things like that. And I think so many people think, oh yeah, this online era, everyone's gonna, this is all gonna be there forever. Like, of course, this is gonna exist. All it takes is to have a crazy tsunami or something, and all of these hard drives, everything is erased. Like, people, I'm sure there's many ancient civilizations and stuff that thought they were gonna exist forever. You know,
I think it's like, it's indicative of how disposable things have become. Like, even if you look at record sales, if you look at the best selling hip hop albums, it's stuff that came out last year. So it keeps getting topped. Do you know what I mean? We don't have that thing of, like, oh, the greatest selling album of all time was Thriller up to a point.
No, but I think it still is.
Oh, is it?
No, Adele is the fastest selling album of all time. Yeah, but that's what makes, to me, it even more incredible when you look at the records that people like the Beatles and Michael Jackson created, because they still hold a lot of those
positions. We don't have that in hip hop. Like, I swear, Illmatic didn't go gold till years after it was out. If you go and look at what is the most selling, like the top selling hip hop releases, it will be stuff like Lil Wayne's last album, Drake's last album, Drake's album before that.
But then maybe there's a clue here as to the difference between classic and being big selling, isn't it?
I think
because even like the other day I was thinking, the biggest new Beyonce tune, I have no idea what it is, but this massive record that she performed at the Super Bowl, it's like, seriously, is anyone going to be playing that record in 20 years time? People ain't even playing Destiny's Child now.
It's true.
No one gives a damn about Destiny's Child now, you know what I mean? Like, none of these, and so it's just so transient.
It's like the only thing they don't concentrate on is the music. It's interesting as well, because I see this thing, someone was like, oh, they were having a debate who's better out of Kendrick and Jay Electronica, because you know Jay Electronica said some stuff.
Who was having this debate?
Just a Twitter, innit? Just Twitter. Okay. And then someone had put...
these silly debates.
Kendrick's got... Kendrick's won more Grammys than Jay Electronica's had songs released.
So, fair enough,
but that don't mean nothing. That don't mean that they're better.
I mean, how many Grammys did Public Enemy win?
So I'm saying, Celine Dion's probably won more Grammys than everyone. Do you know what I mean? That don't make her better than,
but
like,
that's also
Mary J.
how I felt with the whole Oscars issue recently, when it's like the Oscars say, white. First of all, why are people begfriending like the Oscars? Why do you give a damn what the Oscars? Yes, but it's just about acknowledgement in our field. Why do you need to be, you don't, like, Illmatic or whatever, like, these aren't people, we were never included or embraced by any of those institutions, but we still have changed popular music from those points on. So it's like, why people are so concerned?
No, I do hear that, yeah, but do you know what annoys me is that because what happens as an effect of that is that stuff gets blocked and original creative innovative stuff, yeah, it gets drowned out by this Hollywood machine churning stuff out. So like, have you seen that series called Money and Violence?
And it's in a TV series.
Yeah, it's it's not
even
a TV
series.
Watch
TV,
it's just on YouTube. These guys from Brooklyn make it. Yeah. It's really amateurly made, like made with like not really great acting, like the camera work's not great.
It sounds great.
The writing in it is amazing. It's on, when it's good, it's on par with The Wire. Like what makes The Wire good makes Money and Violence good, but it's never gonna get to that same platform as like the blockbuster money churning, and that's where it starts to annoy me, where it's like this.
But then that's also why you have to think, okay, what do you want to pay attention to? That, you know, the adverts speak very well, as my dad says, the adverts speak very well of these products, isn't it? Like, so do you want to pay attention to what the adverts are telling you is so hot right now in the streets? Or do you actually want to dig a little deeper? Like, all of the illest people who have, like, really given you that spine-tingling music and everything are the ones who, they weren't out there on the surface.
No, you're 100% right,
you know,
man.
So really, this is also why I don't want to pay attention to what is in the charts or, you know, what is the biggest. Or the other day, I was in, so in the airport flying back from
as you
Amsterdam.
Do when you're Sarah Love.
Yeah. And, the lady in the airport instantly pounced on you, like I was in the perfume section of the airport buying something, a birthday present for my friend, and she's like, oh, this perfume, you should get this, it's the biggest selling. If you're telling me it's the biggest selling, that's instantly making me not want to buy this. Why would I want to smell like 10 you know, million other people on earth?
There's a quote from a Sufi poet that goes, the obvious is for others, remain your own secret. And that always resonated with me.
Pow. So
But yeah, man, it's the disposable nature of hip hop, man. But sorry, man, I feel like you was doing the big up thing.
We went off. No, but that's why the other name for this show is We Digress.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
fair enough.
Really, it's fitting in with the true tradition.
Weed, I aggress. All right.
That's all clean living over
Weed,
here. You are tuned into Free Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and this week's special guest co-host is the main man reveal standing in for Maestro. But yes, every week I like to start off the show with some positivity, because I just think, you know, in the cloud of all the madness that's going on there, you know, when you see the kind of things that the conservative government want to do to doctors and what they want to do to students and teachers and what they want to do to disabled people and things like this, it can really like bog you down and stuff. And I think at the same time, there's so many people in the world doing great things. I want to send a shout out to everybody in Singapore that I DJ'd for. People who came up to me and they were like, as soon as we saw you were playing here, we started looking at all the videos from FUBAR Radio. And so now we've got a whole leap of FUBAR Radio fans in Singapore.
What?
And you know.
We sing it rich, we sing it poor, you know.
Pow! But yeah, no, and some really funky, fresh people out there. Big up to all the Pushing On crew. I also DJ'd in New Zealand at this festival called Splore, which was just amazing. Shouts out to John Minty. This is probably, it takes place on a beach outside Auckland, which in New Zealand, and it's like the most amazing surroundings. Like you've got the mountains overlooking the water and the stages right there. It's like an all ages affair. It's probably the cleanest festival I've ever been to. Didn't see a single piece of litter anywhere on the floor, and just the whole organization of the event. I just think all festivals should go and check out Splore and how they put their event together to just see what is possible when you put your mind to it in terms of recycling, keeping things clean, and just conscientious with the environment. I DJ'd on a stage there that was 100% solar powered.
Really?
And I just thought,
I know
that was amazing.
They take it real serious, man. Didn't they just pass the law classing animals as sentient beings, and that in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've just passed a new animal rights law that's got something to do with battery farming chickens and lambs.
Oh, good.
Yeah, someone who I made tortellini for was telling me about it earlier.
Without mentioning any names or without baiting you off any further, of course. But yeah, shouts out to Shawnee T, who I randomly bumped into out there. That was lovely to see him. He was performing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Sick.
He was performing with Dub Pistols out there. Also, Hiatus Coyote.
Oh, is that thingy, Strategy and them, man?
No.
I was thinking of someone else.
But no, Hiatus Coyote, they did an amazing set there. Left Field were performing, Ragga Twins were up there. It was just really a wonderful, wonderful event. And so I just wanted to make sure I sent a big shout out to all those people. You definitely deserved.
Big up, big up.
But really, the official big up this week, eventually we're getting there.
Finally. Sorry, man.
I'm sorry.
My scatterbrains.
It's that we're a dangerous combination. Goes out to, I don't know, do you watch the news, Revolt?
Of course.
Yeah.
I watch several news outlets to get the full picture.
Good.
I think that people who don't watch the news are a problem. But sorry, I'll stop
digressing. No, but you see how that, yeah, it's not digress. No, but lots of people, young people that I speak to, they're just like, oh no, but you can't believe what they say on the news, innit? So I just don't even watch it. Like, I'd rather watch Empire or whatever kind of thing. And so I just, I never assume that people watch the news. For me, I'm definitely interested in how the news is reported in different outlets and places and stuff. But I don't know if recently you've seen, in America, there's the presidential leadership debate going on.
AKA
and everything.
The rising of the Antichrist.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. But this week's...
Big up, big up!
I have to send out to the protesters who shut down the Donald Trump Chicago rally. Basically, Donald Trump, he is competing at the moment for leadership of the Republican Party. So he is potentially... And he's in the lead at the moment.
Yeah, scary.
I think his biggest rivals are like Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, who they're pretty scary people from what I can tell as well. But Donald Trump, I don't really understand what reality that guy lives in, you know. It's nowhere that I really visit. Definitely not the kind of thing I've seen at Splore Festival either with all those hippies who are out there. But yeah, he said some really scary things recently and, you know, encouraging racism, encouraging violence, all of this kind of stuff. And last week he had his rally scheduled in Chicago and it was cancelled in the last minute because protesters basically took over the event. Peacefully, and it was quite an amazing thing to see, really, because and I just really respected what they did because they were just standing up saying, we're just sick of this hate mongering that Guy is promoting, and we're going to do something, make a stand about this and say no. So there was this dude Jedediah Brown, and he was one of the guys involved in like leading this peaceful movement of protesters that but for them, they're just basically all about love over hate. And this is a little bit of what Guy had to, Jedediah Brown had to say about his protest against the Trump rally in Chicago.
I ripped the signs up because I don't think that they're making America great again. I think that they're going to take America backwards towards the 60s where it was hatred and discrimination. And I was basically saying the message that I wanted them to hear. America is already great without the hate. I wasn't there to stop Donald Trump's free speech. I can't do that particularly, but I was there to let him know that his message is not accepted in a city like Chicago. I want America to be a place that where everybody can dream and be free and be happy. And, you know, all the people who are talking about, you know, me stopping the rally, I want them to ask themselves this question inwardly. What wouldn't you do to bring awareness or to press for something you believe in? What wouldn't you do to stand up and to move forward what you would love to see happen? And that's exactly what I did. I want to see America understand that it is already great. And individuals who would take us back, we have to stand against that. And I want America to stand against hatred, stand against division, and let's find common ground and be an amazing country as we were meant to be. It's not anti-Trump, it's anti-hatred. And what, you know, why are we doing all this blaming and pointing the finger? And even Trump said it's the protesters' fault. No, Trump had a moment to be stellar. He said he was a unifier. He failed that yesterday. He alienated. He could have got up there and said, well, I've said things that have caused people to act in certain ways, but this is not who we are. He could have given America some hope and some direction, but he didn't do that. He put blame. That's why we cannot have Trump leading the narrative and the executive office of America. It's not about Trump. It's about the message that he's putting out, and that's what we're standing against, the message. If Trump had a different message, I would look at him just like I'm looking at a 70-year-old man from Vermont.
the 70-year-old man from Vermont that he's referring to, of course, that's Bernie Sanders, who he's the one of the candidates for the Democratic Party, which I think, you know, people are very excited about. He's basically the Americans' equivalent of
Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But have you seen the footage of him from back in the day at the he was at some civil rights rally, and then he's getting dragged away by the police, and he's like,
bless
he's
him.
Actually like, I mean, I don't know. The thing is, I wouldn't want to go as far as to say, like, oh, I believe in him and rare, because I believe to a certain amount it's all a smoke screen. Do you know what I mean?
Why?
Because that's just the way of the world, man. That's
a very cynical view of the world.
This is
the big up section.
Oh, can
where
I big
we're
up,
meant
can
to promote positivity and positive outlooks.
Let me big up my girl as well, who I made tortellini for earlier.
Thank you.
Big up Marika.
Exactly.
I know she's locked in right now.
No, big up you making tortellini for your girlfriend.
Big up.
That's lovely.
And garlic
I wish
bread.
We had a boyfriend to make tortellini and garlic bread for me too.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But no, I think, like, of course, there's lots of puppeteering going on behind the scenes in politics.
I'm cynical,
and everything,
man.
But I do think, you know, we need to embrace, like, people who at least are given a different kind of dialogue, like Jeremy Corbyn and Bernie Sanders. I think the likelihood of Bernie Sanders becoming president of the United States, I think it's pretty low, but at least I think he's created some kind of rhetoric that is implanting ideas in people's minds. So big up to Bernie Sanders too. But I also just thought, for these protesters in Chicago, like, what a relief, because it gives us all a bit of hope that not everyone is a psychopath in America like Donald Trump, you know.
And it's scary, man.
It is terrifying. It would be like having a Kim Jong-un, another Kim Jong-un in the world or something. Like, dude is out of control, man, with his kick their asses kind of
he's got a really
view
strong
of the world.
He's got a really strong anti-Muslim sentiment as well, man.
It's appalling.
Like, especially with, like, what's going on and stuff. Like, it's so dangerous to have someone, like, spouting hate like that, and
it's
just confusing
backwards.
Them out, man.
And like, you know how dude Jedediah Brown, who was just speaking there, was saying, you know, it's about promoting love and unity. As corny and hippie-tastic as that sounds and everything, you know, truly that is the way that we're going to move forward in the world. It's not about creating more boundaries and things like that. So I think big up to him for making that stance, and he's been all over the news in this last week as well. So it's just bringing more attention and highlighting the fact that people are not feeling this, like, fear-mongering, hate-mongering that Trump is promoting. And these protesters in Chicago, they were all chanting Kendrick Lamar song, All Right, as
one
of their chants.
We gonna be all right?
Yeah,
is
exactly.
It?
So I thought, you know, what better than us to hear that right now? Yes, you are tuned into FUBARradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love. I'm joined by special co-host this week, Reveal. Get in touch with us. It's hiphop@fubarradio.com. Coming up after this, we're investigating an important question. Keep it locked. Goodness me.
So I went running for answers.
Run, Kendrick, run! It's FUBARradio.com. It's myself, Sarah Love. And I'm joined by the one and only...
Reveal, the Gagliarani.
Yes, and this is the important part of the show. First of all, I got to send a shout out to Minnie, locked into the show. She says, I really love your show. Yes, Minnie, dedicated listener. And she wanted to say, it's Pie Day today.
Is it?
Yeah, you know about Pie Day?
No.
Pie.
What, like cream pies or like savoury pies?
Neither.
There's
like the mathematical pie.
Oh, 3.14 squared pie.
Oh, I see. Give me a high five, man. I'm loving that. Yes, exactly. It's Pie Day. It's the 14th of the 3rd.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so
I'll
it's kind of like
a
no. What's the it's 4/20. That's the next important one coming
you joker.
Up.
You
the 20th of April.
It's pies. It's got the little weird sign.
It's
like,
the Greek. The Greek symbol. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes. So if you're into your mouse, I know you're feeling that it's Pie Day. But yes, we are taking care of you until 6 p.m. But this is the important part of the show where we have to answer some very key questions. And in fact, we need your help, people. So remember, the email is hiphop@fubarradio.com. You can get in touch with us on Twitter as well, @FUBARradio. And normally it's Maestro investigating. He doesn't want to be called Maestro anymore.
Do you know what, I remember, like, I'm talking like in 2000, Maestro's like, don't call me Maestro. And like,
it's still, true. Like, aww.
Big up to Maestro Diggy.
I know, we all love Maestro Diggy. But yes, every week, Maestro Diggy investigates these burning questions that we all want the answers to. And we need the answers from you guys. So this week, it's Reveal and I investigating. Now, something, I heard a pretty disturbing story in this last week that was, I'm not even sure whether how appropriate it is to even like mention this on air, but it's kind of about paybacks. And my friend was saying that he was doing a flat share with a group of friends, and then the landlord kind of got a bit stink with them about a few issues, and then one of them got booted out, like, unceremoniously from the apartment that they were sharing. And so this person was pretty vexed about that. And so to get back at the landlord, this person defecated all over the flat.
I suppose on your international travels, you do meet some interesting people. No, I'm joking.
No, this is a British, but this only comes from British people,
oh,
isn't it?
Oh, man.
I know.
That's just too far, too much, man.
That's some serious internal
that's
anger,
like,
there.
I don't like stuff to do with,
but I guess they felt like the injustice, that was the only way that it could be balanced out.
Boy.
Is to leave the dirty campaign.
Yeah, man, that just sounds a bit much, man.
I know, but then they were like, look, I'm going to get this landlord has done me wrong, and they're going to find out. They're going to find out what time it is. So, and then speaking the other week with a friend about when they broke up with an ex-boyfriend, and then how, you know, they just felt they needed to, that boyfriend needed some payback, man. And so I was just wondering, like, we've all been in these different situations, whether that's with a landlord or an ex-girlfriend. I don't know, Reveal, have you got any interesting stories with ex-girlfriends?
I'm of the opinion that, like, it's like the best revenge is like success, isn't it? Yeah.
That's how I feel.
And I think like holding on to like bitterness is like holding on to a hot coal, and hoping that the other person's going to get burnt. So I kind of think like the best get back is to show that you're moving forward, you're getting on with things. Or if it's like a revenge thing, I don't even look at it like that, man. I look at it just like with the landlord, yeah, I think like that person should have been confronted. And a lot can happen in a one-to-one confrontation. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, man, I don't know about all that.
So, with the success, are you preaching to someone in particular with that answer you were giving them?
No.
Like, it's really about just showing how you're moving on with your life. That's the best way get back on the next.
No. It's not. I was not going there at all. No, I'm just like saying.
I think about it,
and I'm like, yeah, you got to get a progressive energy behind you.
No, I'm definitely of that thought. You know, the best way is just get back on the bicycle and keep pedaling, man, and keep things moving forward. But hey, there's many people out there who have done some crazy things, and I want to hear about it. I want to know. But what is the best way to get back at somebody? Whether that is like you are of the kumbaya sort of thought and approach to things, or maybe, you know, you're more on the side of the tenant defecating around the apartment sort of side of things. I want to know the answer. Hit us up in the studio. It's hiphop@foodbarradio.com. You can also get us on Twitter @foodbarradio. What is the best payback?
Another life lesson.
That's Guilty Simpson. I'm feeling that tune. It's called Testify. Check it out. Much more ill music to come from him in the future as well. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and the one and only
Reveal.
But yeah, I'm thinking there's so many like hip hop paybacks that you hear of happening. But I mean, like, on a track, I'm talking about. That's the most constructive way, I think, in hip hop, where people, you know, that's the original way in hip hop. You have to outshine the other person on a record, isn't it? Like, you know, you got when we think of all the ill rap battles that there have been over the years, like, that's the best way to sun someone, like, by just showing how better you are than them.
I thought
lyrically,
the LL Cannabis thing was quite good.
That was wonderful.
I thought it was good because, like, LL did kind of catch Cannabis with a sucker punch, because he recorded the verse after Cannabis had left the studio, and then Cannabis came with Second Round Knockout, which, regardless of what you think of Cannabis, is one of the greatest diss tracks in hip hop.
Punch or Bitch Move.
Yeah. One and the same.
I guess so, yeah.
And then, like, then when LL come back, with the Ripper Strikes Back. It was actually good, man. Like, he's hello, wasn't it? So, like, it was pretty good, man. That was pretty cool. But don't you think it's weird that, like, the latest, like, the Meek Mill Drake beef, which is one of, like, the biggest, latest beefs.
Yes.
Drake basically won that whole beef on Twitter, as in with memes, with social media. And then the tune he done back to back, it got nominated for a Grammy. So can you imagine the diss tune you made for someone got nominated? Madness. It's not even really a diss tune.
In what category?
I don't know. Soppy R&B. Whack little sweet boy Twitter, rap category.
Best that Twitter one, song category.
Yeah. And you know, he's... anyway, I was going to say something, but it's deep.
No, yeah. Go on.
I reckon, yeah. You know how he's been rolling around with Skepta and Boy Better Know and that? Drake.
Oh, are they really like rolling?
Yeah, yeah. They brought out Drake at the Section Boys had a show where Skepta come out and then Drake come out with him. And Drake's got a Boy Better Know tattoo. Yeah. So this is my theory. Yeah. Drake's got a boy crush on Skepta.
I think
he's got a bit of a boy. From you see Skepta, his whole swag, his whole demeanor changed. He's on this thing, he's trying to like back top boy, he's trying to drop bare UK slang out. And then if you see the video of when they brought out Drake, it's like the video of a man trying his hardest to try and look hard when you're not hard, like. And I think he's just got a bit of a bromance thing. Like, it's definitely one way. I don't think Skepta's getting anything back to him on that end, but like, I think definitely Drake's got a bit of a...
Let's just pause that whole... Or not. Hey, yo. But no, I think, yeah, because I was sort of... I think it's wonder... I think that's also a sign of the American scene. Like, really, there's not anything as innovative and exciting happening over there. That's why they're so like on the nuts of like the UK music scene and everything, isn't it? But I was kind of like, okay, as I was seeing how this bromance was deepening and deepening.
He jumps on all these little trends, isn't it, Drake? He sees stuff like the dabbing dance or the diss or the Migos Versace tune and he'll jump on it. And the new thing he's just noticed is this whole grime thing popping off. And because he's from Toronto, they've got a more established Caribbean community there than like they do in America. Well, I mean, you know when you're hearing rap
about America, yeah.
Sometimes it's kind of like in like the kind of you hear that Cardinal Official, you'd hear him drop slang that's close to UK slang because of the Caribbean roots of it.
Yeah.
And I think that with that, I think Drake's also, because you know he says something when I touch road on that Hotline Bling remix. They don't say that in America. That's a proper UK that originally derived from Caribbean slang kind of a thing. So I think,
and I think people
with
are
that
getting
connection
pretty,
there.
And people are getting a pretty gassed up that it's like, wow, Drake loves me.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of thing to say. But
yeah, I think it's funny, man. I think it's funny.
It is funny.
It's good and for it's, the scene. Like, I think it's good, like, for the people that they're doing the chart topping stuff and getting out there. It's a good exposure for them.
Oh no, it's wicked, definitely. It's putting a spotlight on people who don't, that spotlight would not have been shone on them at all. But no, the Meek and Drake thing is pretty, it's pretty playground, really. Like, in comparison, like you were talking there about LL, you know, and cannabis and stuff. Like, you know, that didn't feel playground to me.
And the mad
like,
thing
that
is,
felt like there was fire in the belly. Yeah. People were digging deep to come with punchlines to show up that, but like, you know,
that
you were having belly
rap.
Laughs
yeah, yeah.
kind of thing. Like, that to me is much more exciting and challenging. And then look, how, like, what year did that record come out? Like, you know, that was 96 or something.
I was in secondary school them times, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, no, we're still talking about it now. Are we really going to be, in 20 years' time, are we going to be talking about, yo, remember when Drake tweeted
See,
about
I don't
me
think
now.
He will, man. I don't think we will. And this is what people don't realise. It's like, I was even saying to someone that,
it's
okay,
a dead
the tune as itself is representative of what happened when Drake went on Twitter and started taking the mick out of Drake. The strongest line in the Drake, this tune is probably where he goes, is that your world tour or your girls tour? Yeah, which is an all right line, but it's like it's not no common bitching you.
But you could imagine someone saying that
line.
In the playground at school.
Yeah.
Kind of
but it's quite a good line.
No, it's a good line, but that's
I'm not trying to take that away from
it.
But it's not like battle rap in the sense that we know it. You know, it's not clashing. It's not sending for someone. Even with the UK scene, we got that proper. Like in the grime scene, they send for each other, innit? Mm-hmm. You hear some scathing disses. And even the track, it don't... Like, you see how Second Round Knockout, the beat, it sounded raggo. It had
it
Mike
sounded
Tyson
like we're
in it.
Exactly. Yeah, we are literally... Like, we're sparring up here,
this
ready
is some
for battle.
Soft synth takes
on... I'm sure there must have been battles from the MySpace days. Like, the equivalent type thing. Like, how you're saying the whole thing is basically based around tweets.
The equivalent of that would have been, I'm not in your... Why did you not keep me in your top friends? Because you could have eight that you had as your top friends.
The beef set up. You got removed from the top eight.
Yeah, yeah. So if you had, if you're part of a clique,
that was a big payback. Yes, take someone out of the top eight. Oh, that set off some deep beefs. But yes, we've been talking about like paybacks. Like, what are the best paybacks? Like, we got a message from Oliver in Brighton. Hey, hey. He says the best revenge I got back was on my ex housemate who I found was stealing my food. Okay. To get my sweet revenge on him, I added hot chili powder to my cereal. So next time he helped himself to my crunchy nuts, he got hot surprise.
Oh, that's jokes. You know what? Yeah, I had a similar story like that come up recently. Yeah. All right, this is a bit mad. Have you heard of those things called the legal highs?
They're really, really dangerous.
Yeah. They're really, really appalling. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But someone I know, they would like go into work and then at lunchtime, they'd smoke a little roll up of the green variety.
Mm-hmm.
And then they noticed that they'd leave the roll up, come back, and it would be missing every day. So what they done is they bought some of this legal high stuff.
Oh, that's messed
up. Packed the thing and left it so that whoever was pinching it
ended up in hospital.
I don't know if they ended up in hospital. Nah, I mean, like,
No, come on, it wasn't that bad.
If they probably had a bit of an interesting evening, though.
That's messed up.
But why are people going around picking stuff up and like taking stuff to
scavenging?
It's true.
Yeah, no, that's kind of messed up in both ways. But yes, hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. What's the best way you got back at someone? Like, best payback?
I heard another story. My girl Marika texted me in to say that one of her friends threw a pig's head through the ex's window.
Wow.
Which sounds a bit hardcore, like.
She'd been watching Godfather, and then she's like, right.
If the ex was Muslim, that would technically be like a hate crime, but like.
What's the ex?
I don't know. I'm not privy to that information.
Who was that from?
It was the person who texted me.
Yeah.
My girl, Marika.
Marika.
But it was one of her friends that done it. Not her.
No, I was going to say, wow, revealed. No. You know, signing up for him. No, wow, my goodness. That is terrifying. Do not mess with that girl. Do not upset her. But yes, hit us up in the studio. You can reach us on twitter.com. Thank you, Oliver, for your message. What is the best payback? We have more to come. That was something new from Elzai called Cosign, featuring Sconny on that track. And he's also got another new tune, also produced by Kareem Riggins, called 216. So have you heard that cut?
No. It sounds big, though, man. Last time you was playing some of that Elzai stuff, man.
Elzai.
Elzai. Mm-hmm. Well impressed.
Yes, no, he's definitely like one of my favourite doing it at the moment. He's got an album, Lead Poison, coming out later this year. So definitely keep it locked to FUBAR Radio for all of that goodness. You're tuned into Sarah Love, and this week I'm joined by special co-host
Reveal.
Yes, and we're taking care of you until 6 p.m. Coming up later in the show, we of course have our weekly feature, the open mic, which is going to be bananas. We have some sick MCs stepping up for that. And plus, coming up next, we're going to be getting into some Hip Hop University Challenge. But we've also been asking you guys about some crazy revenges, how people have gotten revenge. This is like a crazy insight into how sick your minds are. Hey, Sarah and Reveal, I had to get my own back on my own dad. I don't know how I feel about this already. He used to constantly complain about how long I took to get ready. When I was in the bathroom, he used to bang on the door and bother me. So when he was in the shower last, I turned on the taps in the kitchen. So when he was having a nice hot shower, it turned ice cold. He had such a girly screech. That's coming from James.
That's so deep, man.
You know what? I've lived with someone who used to do that to me intentionally for their own amusement. I didn't appreciate it. I don't think they said my screech was girly, but like, that's the messed up thing there. But yes, revenge. Like, what is the best way you guys have gotten revenge? We were talking about hip hop revenges as well. Like, some people, it's just all about them tweets, isn't it? Someone also actually was telling me recently with their exes how they just have just messed up pictures of their exes and things, who were kind of these, you know, high profile rappers and stuff like that, where they're just like, that person does not want to upset me because, you know, I'll just distribute these pictures all over the internet and I know they won't like that. So yes, this is why you gotta be ready for revenge, be prepared for revenge. Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio. Right up after this, we're going to be getting into Hip Hop University Challenge. Are you ready for the challenge, Reveal?
I was born ready.
I know you were.
What's this?
But first,
I actually studied hip hop at university, so like.
Oh. You're tuning into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and this week I'm joined by special co-host Reveal because my man Maestro is away, missing in action. And normally on the show, Reveal, I don't know if you've heard before, we have an important part of the show where, you know, it's a game that you guys can play along at home too. Do you ever see? Have you ever seen the show University Challenge before?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, you found the University Challenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that show. Yeah. I love it. And so we thought, what better way than to bring some school into the people than to do a hip hop University Challenge?
Feeling it.
So, are you ready? This is week,
man.
You are representing Maestro. Okay,
yeah, I'm
so
down,
even
man.
Though like it might not say
I'll
Reveal, it's gonna be yeah,
no, that's all
it's Maestro. So. It's you versus me, mate. Let's do this.
Here's your start of a 10. Boys in the Hood was the debut solo album of which rap artist?
I was waiting for some Ice Cube answer. I don't know.
Get on with it.
I think we both lose on that one. Yeah. We both lose.
Easy E.
Oh.
That was a bit, you know, I knew it was going to be something West Coasty, but then.
Oh, and we missed our intro for the University Challenge also. Oh, there we go. This is it. That's what I was waiting for.
Hip Hop University Challenge. Asking the questions is not Jeremy Paxman.
That's what I was waiting for. You see, I was
Welcome
caught off
to
guard.
Hip Hop University Challenge. Let's meet the two players.
My name is Sarah, and I'm a DJ from Haringey, North London. What's up?
Yeah, I'm Revs. I'm a gangster rapper from Iran.
So we're going to question two, seeing as we both got shamed on question one.
On the hit B.O.B. by Outkast, what did B.O.B.
FUBAR Radio Diggy.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Killed it.
Yes.
He's correct. You get the, oh, there's a correct button somewhere.
But it's not on there today.
Today we haven't got the correct button, but yes, that was
Bombs
correct.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
So you've been doing your one finger press ups in preparation.
That's what
for
I do
the...
on my little finger, and that's not a little weight I've got to manage either. So.
Damn, 1-0.
What does the group M.O.P. stand for?
FUBAR Radio Diggy.
Mash Out Pussy.
No, that was me!
And someone tweeted me a picture of
that's
something.
That's not fair.
Today there was like a mop that's called Reveal, and then someone said, is that M.O.P. featuring Reveal?
You wish. Oh, that's not fair. I swear I pressed the button first.
I heard the diggy. I heard the diggy.
That's my favourite, one of my favourite hip-hop groups of all time.
Well, I mean, if they were listening to this, they'd be really disappointed.
I know they will be. I'm never going to be able to show my face on them again. Anyway, it's nil to me, two to you, apparently.
Grand Royal is the name of what group's record label and magazine?
Oh, man. It's another
FUBAR Radio Diggy.
I don't know, but I know it's Grand with a D missing.
Damn.
Does that get me half a point?
No.
No.
No, this is really annoying. So, can I just like blame this on jet lag or something? Because I do know that.
Can I blame it on being an immigrant to this country?
Come on now.
About who are you talking to? What is this little disembodied voice?
I know this.
Hey, listen, this little disembodied voice.
I know
needs
this.
To go back into the disembodied
this is the,
room.
This is the not Jeremy Paxman. He's the authority on hip hop.
Yeah.
He knows more than we do right now. Damn. Oh,
Grand
gosh.
Royal.
Oh.
It sounds like something like, I don't know.
No, see, I know this, but I can't recall the
name.
It's my brain is not functioning at the moment, as you probably guessed by the tone.
All right, sure. I'm guessing East Coast. Nah, I'm guessing.
Oh, you're just keeping it. I'm guessing.
Geographic.
American.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm guessing.
It sounds something alcohol related, which don't interest me.
That's really annoying. Sorry, not Jeremy Paxman. You're going to have to give us the answer.
Beastie Boys, of course.
Oh yeah, my favourite rap group who I listen to a lot called Beastie Boys.
What, you never heard of Beastie Boys?
Just right to party, that's it. I know who they are and I know of their contribution, but it's like not me, man. Rakim.
What song on Jay-Z's album, The Black Album, was produced by Eminem?
FUBAR Radio Diggy.
Renegade.
Yes.
Renegade. Oh no, it wasn't, you know, that was on Eminem's. There's the other one they got.
See, I'm not the Jay-Z expert. Sorry.
Six mountain running, got a hundred.
I'm definitely not the person to recall Jay-Z facts.
I can't remember.
See, this is the beauty of Hip Hop University Challenge. Really, it exposes how we know nothing about hip hop. And I know everyone at home is shouting at us like, it's this!
Although, moment of clarity.
Nope, I would not.
Yeah, fair enough. Although...
You win with two. You win with two.
Oh, is it? I reject the winning and I distribute the winning and give my half of the winning to Sarah because I think the system of the question represents the information quotient system that's more of a cultural...
Yeah, and we're
your leanings in hip-hop. It's like saying we're going to ask you questions about the world without taking into account the countries that we have come from.
Exactly. Yes, you know.
But thank you. I did win, though, innit?
You did win, yeah.
Did I?
No, but only because, actually, I pressed the Mashout Posse button before you.
Oh, so you know, like, the button when I pushed it, but my button worked better.
No, no. Yeah, you just answered, even though it was me. Anyway, damn. What I think we're going to have to stop doing Hip Hop University Challenge. I'm not feeling that anymore. But yes, that's FUBAR Radio. Tune in next week for some more Hip Hop University Challenge. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to some of our MCs taking part in this week's open mic, so keep it locked. But first, we're going to hear a track from a lady who she was featured on an open mic a couple months back, the one and only Amy True. Do you know about Amy True?
Yeah, of course, man. Smacking it.
Very talented girl. This track is produced by 40 Clicks. It's called Fallen Stars. You tune into FUBAR. That cut is Falling Stars from the lady Amy True. I first heard her out of that Caxton Press group, but she's assuring me that it's all about her now. But no, that was also taken from the Real Talk Records compilation album, which all the proceeds go to help the homeless. So definitely go and check for that one because it's quality stuff. You're tuned into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. I'm joined by my co-host, Reveal. This week is standing in for Maestro. And every week we have a very important feature, the open mic. And we have some super talented official MCs rolling through this week. And first of all, we're joined by the one and only lovely Orisi. How are you doing?
Splendid. Thank you. Splendid.
Oh, let me turn your mic on. That'll help.
Oh, it's all right. I did come here to talk to people, if that's cool with you.
Yeah,
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, wonderful. And this is the first time you and I are meeting.
It is, I saw you from a distance, but we haven't actually spoke. So,
nice to meet you finally. But what? Where are you from originally, though?
I'm from Wolverhampton originally, like just north of Birmingham. I represent my hometown a bit.
Wolftown.
Root. I got a puppy bark and it, like, root.
But what is like the hip hop scene like out there then?
It's more of a grime scene, to be fair. There's a lot of grime, there's a lot of drum and bass sort of bassline kind of vibes. Hip hop's not as dominant. It used to be like really strong back in the day, like in the 80s and stuff, it was popping, but yes. I was just born like 10 years too late, so I missed out on that. But in the last 2-3 years, there's been a bit of a revival, I'd say. Like, it's slowly kind of coming back again, I'd say, like with the youth and with the older generation as well. It's kind of all coming back together. I have to shout out Zulu Dawn Project still. They're like holding it down. They're like bringing the history back to the youngsters, and it's definitely manifesting.
And then is there ever like any overlap with what's going on in Birmingham with Wolverhampton, or is it kind of a divided thing?
It sort of is divided to a degree, but the sensible people, they don't divide it because, like, Wolves is real small. There's not much going on it, so you have to branch out, really. I think, it's only the small-minded people that stay separated. Like, can't do that in the Midlands. It's true. You can't do that. You have to spread
out. You can't do that anywhere.
You can't. That's why I moved to London for a little bit.
So. Okay, so, you're living down here now.
Yeah, just for music and stuff, really. It's the cultures here is much more hip-hop-y for me.
Yeah. Definitely. But what was, like, your introduction to, like, making music and everything?
My introduction to hip-hop, firstly, was, like, at the skate park. I was a rocker kid, really, before hip-hop. I didn't really know what hip-hop was. I thought it was, like, gangster rap, like, corny stuff, like Nelly and that on the TV. I genuinely didn't really get it. Like, I was a rocker kid, and then I went to a skate park and started skating, and I met, just some hardcore rollers, and they were all listening to UK stuff, and then we started cyphering, and then got into it there, like, and then it's kind of got back into it a few years later at NAS Festival. It was a national adventure sports show, and they have music there now, but back in the day it was just like sports. And it was the first time they had like music there, and there was a little hip hop tent in the Seeker Studios, and Flip Tricks was rapping, and I just was like, oh, I forgot about hip hop. I just remember sat under a tree listening to like Flip Tricks bits and bars, and I was like hooked on it since then. I grabbed both of his CDs that day, went home, listened to them, and I was like, oh, started writing bars, and I got back on it since then, really, like 4 or 5 years ago.
Ew. And when you say, like, at the skate park, that's when you were first sort of starting to hit you, all the heads there were listening to UK Cats. Like, which UK Cats were they listening to?
They were into Poisonous Poets for a real chat. And that was the first crew, like, I heard, seriously, of hip hop. Like, Double Edge.
See how old you are,
it's true, but, like, I forgot about
how young I was then.
Stamina, man. Stamina, man's in the game for a long while.
No, but yeah, sorry, you're saying Poisonous Poets.
Yeah, like, Double Edge. I was a big fan of Double Edge from time ago. Maestro as well was one of, like, the first albums I ever brought, you know, like, Maestro is one of the first albums I ever brought as well.
Which one?
Oh, that sounds bad. The Black and Orange Case. I'm really bad with names.
Black and Orange Case.
It's a while ago still.
No, but these are all the right kind of names that I'm like.
I was into, like, Loki at the time as well. My friend introduced me, like, you know, Key to the Games and stuff, the 1, 2, and 3. Like, that was when I first heard of Loki. There's probably loads of people I'm missing out on, but, like, those were my original, I'd say.
What happened to Double Edge? Did he bounce out of
the game? No, he's with Problem Child now, like a little collective. I shouldn't say a little collective, a collective of guys and that, but they're smashing it. They're doing a little different thing, but they're a nice crew together still. He's still around.
And I think this is why I've just not been hearing just his name.
That's all right. You can employ me if you want. I need some extra cash. I can be like your, like, on the street person, like £5 a week. I'm joking.
And so, yeah, so you were basically inspired from hearing a lot of the UK Cats on the scene and stuff. And then, like, when did that translate into, right, I'm going to make music?
It was literally just ciphering, like, strangely with my boyfriend at the time in the bedroom, just, like, rapping bars together, and his brother had come round. And they would, like, pen bars, and they were like, oh, your bars are hard, you should write them. But I was like, oh, I wasn't that fussed about it. And eventually I started writing, and I just, like, wrote little verses, and then my mate, like, saw my verses, was like, oh, that kind of makes a nice tune. And I just put them together and made my first tune, and that was it. After that, I slowly, like, people were asking for it more than anything, like, oh, have you got a CD? And I was like, I've got 2 songs, man. Like, my first booking, I didn't even have enough songs for my booking, like, to, like, get instrumentals and freestyle and that. So I just, it was more like demand and the fact that I actually wanted to supply as well, kind of worked out.
And when you say, like, you recorded your first tracks, like, whose music was, like, who were you working with on the music?
Who was my first beat? My first beat actually was produced by a French producer, and I don't know how I managed to get in touch with him when I was only just rapping. This was, like, a while ago still, just an undercover guy, but I was into, like, the sounds and stuff and the flavours. And then, I just followed, like, some people to studio one day, and I sat in the background, and I had some time at the end. I was like, yo, let me try and lay those bars quick, innit? And then that was it. I had the beat with me on the CD. That's literally how it started. And then, yeah, I just spread out to people, like, sent me beats. I reached out to people. Nice momentum, really.
Yes, no, it's a lovely story as well. Yeah. So what's been happening recently, then?
I've been pretty busy. I dropped my debut album, like, last June, called Foot in the Door. And I, like, did a 9-week tour after that. So I did, like, quite a few shows, like, over the weekends for 9 weeks after that, just to push it out.
Where was that?
Everywhere, to be fair. Like, just across the UK. I went to Belfast, France, and Italy as well. Probably missing places, like, and bounced to Wales for the first time to do a show there, which was pretty sick. Like, the scene out there is quite strong still.
What, were you travelling on your own?
Yeah, it's just a self thing. I don't have, like, a booking agent or a manager or anything. I'm like,
no, I mean, were you with other artists?
Oh, no, just me,
DJ?
Literally, like, it was literally just myself, like, me and my bag and my CDs and that. I just travelled on my own. But yeah, I've got connections everywhere, so once you reach there, you're not really on your own anymore, innit? But a bit of a solo cat in that sense, yeah.
But sometimes, like, that's a good way to roll.
Yeah,
it's
on my own crew at the moment, and it's see how it goes.
Less people to let you down.
That's how it is. I'm not going to lie. I'm one of those people. I just didn't want to get into it. But yeah, I'm a solo cat for now. Still.
But what? Sorry, you said that was last year that you did.
Yeah,
the tour.
Yeah, and now I've just finished. Literally, just had my last recording session on Sunday, like yesterday, for my next album, Sutton Dubby. And it's, like, totally different to my first project. It covers, like, beat-wise, the dub spectrum from jungle to reggae, dubstep. There's beats that you can't even really put into genres. It's, like, really open, just some kind of animalistic beat sound and stuff. It's really diverse, but it's much more me, I think. I'm definitely developed as well as a rapper, and the beats, like, yeah, I'm looking forward to performing them a lot and just pushing it out there. So Sutton Dubby, I'm looking to release that the 1st of June again, I think. I might do a sneak preview of it at Four Pillars. That might be the thing. 20th of May, and it? Four Pillars.
Oh, you're going to be through it there?
Yeah,
also,
I'm
going to
be
wicked.
There, so I'll holler back at you still.
Yes, because I'll be DJing there too.
Cool, see? So there you go.
So what you're saying, your album last year, you described that as a hip-hop record.
Yeah, it's a hip-hop album for sure. Okay. I say the content of this new album is definitely hip-hop in terms of its essence and its spirit. It's just the beats are a little different, that's all. But yeah, it's still hip-hoppy.
Yeah, and then who are you like, any collaborators and stuff on this upcoming record?
Beats-wise, I've got Sleepy Time Ghost produced like 4 beats on the project, and they're like really dope beats.
Mm-hmm.
Philly B dropped me 3 beats as well. And a fresh producer on the scene called Subkinetic, he dropped me 3 beats. And I've just got a few little features from France as well. And Mighty Mo's down to drop a verse as well. I'm waiting for that. I'm pretty eager about it.
Mighty Mo, he's going to jump on there.
The certain mm-hmm. WO anthem. And J-Man as well. And that's just my 2 collabs. I'm just kind of keeping it a solo thing again. But yeah, I've got one more dream collab in the pipework, but I haven't reached out to him yet, so I don't want to like air him out
jinx
on radio.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And like, how's that coming out? Are you putting it out yourself?
Yeah, it's a solo thing, like same thing again. And it just gets easier to like manage things and I know what I'm doing sort of thing. But I'm going to put a preview out because people like that I've sent it to so far have given me like really good feedback on that. So I might push it out and see what happens really. It's not set in stone, but I'm thinking to do it on my own. It just depends on what comes my way, you know.
Very cool. So are you going to be coming through to the Four Pillars, Jam?
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, you're going to be there. Are you speaking on the microphone for me? 20th of May, that's happening.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to be
down.
And so what can people look forward to at Four Pillars? What kind of thing are you going to be doing for that
me
show?
I'm definitely going to switch it up a bit because I have like my hip-hop-y kind of vibes on that. I've got a few interesting tunes, man. I'm dying to perform this track called Johnny Bravo for all those people that used to watch Johnny Bravo the cartoon.
You see how there's loads of Johnny Bravos walking around nowadays, those spandex guys
with the hair gel and tan and that. Yeah, the track goes
the
in.
Drake generation.
Yes, like, yeah. I kind of, it's really judgmental and bitchy, but I just go in on Johnny Bravo, it's good to be judgmental. So I'm just looking forward to performing like more jungle kind as well, like energy sort of stuff. So I'm gonna switch it up a bit, but I'll definitely like get people engaged, man. You'll have a couple emotional moments and then a couple just bubbly spill your drink moments, man. That's what I'm looking to bring.
But would you have a DJ with you for that show?
Oh, I don't want to bait him up again, but hopefully Sammy B sides on that stuff. Don't want to air him out too much, but yeah,
Sammy B's there, Sammy B's there on it, so then he'll have to turn up.
Yeah.
But look forward to checking that, and definitely look forward to hearing you on the open mic coming up very soon. But before that, let's play another track before we bring in our next MC to the studio as well, who's going to be rhyming with our lovely lady Oracy on this week's open mic. You're tuned into foodbarradio.com. This is The Sounds of Hip Hop. I need to rewind that. That is a Pete Rock production. He just killed it there with that Bollywood sample. That tune is Touré. It's called Get Down.
It was a Bollywood
from his
sample.
From his latest release as well. What did you have to say about it?
No, I was going
to
say the beat, it kind of reminded me of, did you ever hear that Madlib Volume 2 and 3? He done a whole Bollywood samples beat CD. It reminded me a bit of that. And I was going to say Touré's a weird one, yeah, because on track, I think he sounds sick. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was that program, I think it was on one of those American channels, VH1 or one of those American channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then called The Breaks or something, and it was about, it had Method Man in it, and it was about like the history of hip hop and that.
Yeah.
And then the people who'd written the bars, Touré didn't write his own bars in it, and I thought he should have just written his own bars because he was a better rapper than all of the other rappers.
I don't remember. What do you mean that part? I don't remember that part.
There was a bit where they had a battle. Do you remember?
No, but what do you mean he didn't write his own bars?
So after that thing, when the show was on, I tweeted Touré's rap sounded better than all the other raps in the show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tweeted that.
Yeah.
And then Touré retweeted it, but on top of it, he put, I didn't actually write that. All raps were written in the show. They were written by someone else.
Okay.
And I was like, so you've got a rapper that's a better rapper than the script writer.
Mm-hmm.
But he made them rap the script writer's bars. Like, how does that make sense? Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the whole planning behind the show was, but I think shout out to Touré as well. I think he's
I was bigging him up while putting down the script writer. It weren't bad to him, it was bad to the people that made that silly show.
Yeah, I have no idea what was going on there, but shout out to Touré. He's just put in some serious graft. I think like he's just had some ill collaborations with people like Pete Rock, DJ Premier and stuff, so definitely go check out his album. That track is called Get Down. You're tuned into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love. I'm joined by Reveal in the studio, who's standing in for Maestro this week. We were just speaking to the lovely lady Oracy, who is one of our fine MCs for this week's open mic, and right now we're joined by our second MC Flaps. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Yes, I'm very good. It's lovely to have you here. Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yes, and so, like, for the people who don't know, school us on, like, who where's Flaps come from?
West London MC.
Okay, whereabouts in West London are you from?
I'm from Brentford, but Ladbroke Grove, reside in Ladbroke Grove, Shepherd's Bush kind of area as well, so.
Okay, what, you've been in Ladbroke Grove recently, or, like, long time?
Yeah, no, that's last kind of, like, 6-7 years I've been in Grove, so,
Okay, so, you've seen some further changes going on in Grove.
Yeah.
God, West London is, like, outnumbering us right now in the studio. It feels like West London native as well. But, yeah, so how long have you been rapping for then?
Years. Predominantly started off kind of in the kind of jungle era.
Okay.
Long time ago now. And listened to hip hop for years and years and just been doing my thing really, you know. Up until a few years ago I hadn't really released too much and then just started putting loads of stuff out there. So
I was gonna say, was you part of the Ian Daniels thing? Can you just break that down for the people who
That was a bunch of ridiculously talented artists who kind of got together on a messy trip up to Leeds one day, and full of crazy artists. We
it kind of developed out the Don't Flop crowd a bit.
It was a battle event. We kind of got a minibus. There was like 15 of us in a minibus. We went up to Leeds, and
was from that there the Definition battle?
It was the Tony D Definition. And I think Fertz and Nishi were battling as well. And it was like Ask Theme was there, Maestro, loads of people. And then, you know, we decided to get into Last Resort Studio and put down some tracks and snowballed from
and
there.
And they can search that, and that CD's like, it's some mad mega feature. There's bare people on it.
I think there's like 16 MCs on the first on the first EP, which is
I resisted cool. being part of it because it was named after alcohol. I told them, man, as a Muslim, I don't know, like, it's called Ian Daniels, isn't it?
Oh, maybe Jack Daniels.
No, but their clique was called Ian Daniels.
Yeah.
What, is Ian Daniels a drink?
It was but it was like
Ian J.
Oh,
mixed
right, you're
Jack
saying,
Daniels.
I'm not very smart. I either that, or they just didn't ask me to come on none of the tunes. So that,
but you'll go with the first.
It's because of the first, I'm joking. But yeah, man, that's if they search that, they'll still be able to find them.
Because
I feel
loads of
like
stuff
it was one of those ones where, like, it's an album, it's got mad, it's got verses from Maestro on there, Tony on there. It's crazy, but it's just one of those things that, like, maybe people they just didn't hear about it. It slightly went under the radar, but just go look that up, man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we released three projects in total. I think they were 8-track EPs. We did have an album that was supposed to come out last year, but we unfortunately haven't managed to release that. So,
what was that? The first project that you were kind of officially released on?
No, I released a single EP by myself with one producer called Under the Bed Productions, and that was just a solo EP, no features.
When was that?
That was not last year, the year before, at the beginning of the year. It was a very acoustic kind of based sound. Quite musical, a lot of guitar based tracks on there.
Okay.
And it was kind of like a biopic of my life, very personal to me, and just telling stories basically. So
Live music, you mean, when you say an acoustic
all the tunes were Peter, who played on guitar. We performed them acoustically, so and done a lot
but
of
I'm
shows.
Saying he was playing live, it wasn't like samples and things like that. Okay,
that's him playing all the guitar on that. So
and when you're saying like you started off in jungle saying like jungle or drum and bass?
No, it was jungle jungle at the beginning. A lot of fast paced minimum.
And so what, like, were you involved in any of the pirate radio scene from the jungle days?
I did dabble in it, did dabble in it, quite a few of those dodgy little flats.
That was a fantastic time. I think that was a classic time, you know, and I think that was a great time where we had like real underground music, you know, where we were crafting something like you don't get things that are really underground for long anymore, because soon it gets jumped on.
When I was in secondary school, my brethren was like about year 8, and he come in and he goes to me, my mate and my brother mixes drum and bass records. So in my mind, I thought, okay, so there's one record that's got drums on it, and there's another record that's got bass on it.
Aww.
And when they mix it, yeah. So like you can go in the shop, there's a drum and bass record shop, they've got drum records and bass records, and then you can change the speed, you can mix different drums with different, but that's what my... That's what I conceived mixing and like.
That's sensible logic.
Yeah. Hey, you might be onto something.
But then, no, do you know what I used to think? How do they match up the speeds? Like, my logical brain was like, okay, so there's probably a bin of 60 BPM bassline and 60 BPM drum loops. So, in a way, I think I was thinking Fruity Loops when I was like 14.
Before the technology even existed.
Or I was just a very baffled child.
I think it was more that, innit? Yeah. No. Innovative.
Innovative. I was special. In the special school.
You're still special.
That's what my mum says.
You're very special.
Special needs.
And then, so what have you been working on recently, though?
Released an album 2 months ago now. Called the Pick a Mix album. It was a load of tunes that I've been working on for the past kind of year. Featured quite a few really talented artists that I had the pleasure of working with,
mm-hmm.
And a mix of producers as well. But it's very much more hip-hop based, kind of boom-bappy hip-hop, as opposed to my last project, which was more acoustic-based.
Okay. And so like, yeah. When you say acoustic-based, like, mm-hmm. in what kind of... If someone just said, what's the genre...
Under the influence, I don't really think it had a genre, to be honest. It was quite different. It was hip hop.
Okay.
But it was very guitar-y, so I wouldn't class it in any genre, to be honest, that one.
Okay.
So yeah.
But yeah, you're saying this last project
is very much hip hop.
Yeah, and yeah. You said you have a bunch of collabos on there and producers and stuff. Like, who have you been working with?
Producer wise, I had a couple of tracks from Last Resort, Michael Parkinson, Session 600, a guy called Riddle as well. So worked with a lot of talented producers. Rapper wise, I have a tune with Amy True on there. Dots is on there. Josiah Matrix, who I know Reveal knows very
big
well.
Big up, players.
And a few others as well. And Dots, Twizzy.
So how was it that you've like come to link up with all these different people? Is this like through the battle kind of circuit?
A few people was through the Ian Daniels thing, and others just networking at events. And
they cause controversy, them lot, man, in the Don't Flop battle scene.
Ian Daniels,
Ian Daniels ruined battle rap.
Because the audience
is sort of like kids that they're not necessarily into hip hop. They're more into like, I don't know, FHM magazine, and they just come down to the battle nights and they like it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a certain road element was introduced with the whole Ian Daniels thing, and there was comments left under Tony D's battles saying, "Oh, these Ian Daniels guys are ruining battle rap." So the thing that started in the streets and then has been gentrified to the point where it's accessible to like everyone in Middle England. Now Middle England's coming back and they're saying, oh, this thing shouldn't be street, you know, it's been homogenised. But
so what do you think about that?
And then what they've done is they printed t-shirts that said Ian Daniels ruined battle rap and wore them all around, which I thought was the best thing that they could have done. Like.
No, but what do you think about that then, what he's saying about this gentrification of the battle rap scene and all that? Because is it gentrification or is it just that it's grown?
Gentrification is like a gentle invasion.
I don't know, they've kind of claimed it like that now. It's a lot more mainstream. More mainstream than it was,
mm-hmm.
So I guess it had to evolve and it had to change to enable it to be more mainstream. So, you know, fair play to them and doing what they're doing. They looked at us as a kind of mob, so to speak, because we was all a load of friends that used to go there and enjoy ourselves, and they just didn't like that too much, so
Oh dear. But no, I mean, it's not a world that I've been deeply involved in, like the battle rap world, but there's definitely like a lot of politics that come into it, isn't it?
Yeah, and listen, it's based around negativity anyway, so it's what you got to expect, really, isn't it? So, you know.
And so, is this something that you're still involved with? Like, the battle scene?
I'm involved with
that negativity.
I've dabbled in it. I've done a couple. I kind of steer clear of it now, to be honest with you. Music is what I do.
Because I find that's what you hear from a lot of people who end up getting a lot of attention from the battle scene. Eventually they're like, but now I want to be recognised as an artist.
No, I was always a music man before I got into the battling anyway. That was just something that I enjoyed.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing both of you spit later. First, we're going to drop a tune and then we're going to be getting into the open mic. It's Foo Bar Radio. Keep it locked. We're looking after you until 6 p.m. and we are going to be hearing some bars from our lady Oracy and the fine gentleman Flab spitting that fire for us. But first, let's have something fresh straight out of the UK. This is Jazz T, The Lesson, featuring Jess, Zygo and Jaeger on this one. Keep it locked. Here on Foo Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love, and usually my show, but he's away this week, so I'm joined by my co-host.
Reveal that revelations.
Been dropping all kinds of lines in this week as well, and we're about to get into this week's open mic, but first I want to send a special shout out to Lady Shady. She has her debut album launch coming up. That's Thursday. That's this Thursday, 17th of March. It's the debut album launch for Figure of Speech, and she is so ill. We've had her a couple months ago on the open mic as well. She's got some ill performances. Reveal, you're going to be there too. Kingpin is there.
Yep.
And DJ Shorty's going to be the other Shorty. Not Shorty, but it's Lachelle, Don Jagger. Make sure you get down. It's happening at Birthdays. That's in Hackney. So yep. Go and
in
check
Dalston.
Her out.
It's going to be a wicked
she
night.
She is yeah. So fresh. I'm so proud of her and the work that she's doing. So make sure you go out and support. This is foobarradio.com. And it's about that time where we open the mic to our special guest in the studio. So maybe, Reveal, you want to invite our MCs to the mic while I just get the beat ready for them.
Yeah, well, you could probably introduce yourselves better than I can, man. Give up all your social media, all that stuff as well, where people can check you out. And yeah, man.
Yeah, you can find me Flabbadabadoo, you know, on Twitter, Facebook, the works. Yeah, type in Flabs, you'll find me. That's Flabs at Bandcamp for my music. Also Flabs.com. Yeah, it's easy to find me.
Oracy.
Yeah, you can catch me at Oracy Music, and it's Simple Things. Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud. I'm not that tech savvy, but I'm around, and I'm working on it.
So you can track them down. We have had an email from Jules, says, does Flabs have abs? He's a buff ting.
Thanks a lot. No. Flabs by name,
Jules,
Flabs by
no.
nature.
But yes, keep your messages coming through to hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Are you guys ready to roll?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Let's go.
Oh.
Okay, why is this beat sounding so low?
It does sound low, isn't it? Yeah.
So low.
Why is the beat so low? Let's see if we can get this cranking up louder like that.
Big up to K-Lash. I see him a couple weeks ago still, man.
Okay, so who's going to kick this up first? Obviously, you're going to do this for us? Okay, let's go.
Please don't book me to keep the balance, yo. Book me to smash it for wheel-ups, for antics. To see the people, them, feel good and dancing. But if it's because I'm female, then don't even ask me. No, this ain't a sexy up-ting. This is a messy club-ting. Bond pictures, this is me mug. Gun fingers, jump up, bump in the system. No time for put on a lipstick. I come with them lyrics, blood, instead of gimmicks. If I ever did switch, then I give you permission to ditch this. This ain't a vision thing. I want you listening to the linguistics and not lingering at my midriff. I know that sex sells. I'm not stupid, and no disrespect to those girls that use it, but my wealth resides in my music. The wealth in inspiring a movement.
Woo! Shoot. Nice.
Yeah. Look, it's Mr. Flabbadabadoo. Cause this life's far from perfect. There's vermin, investment bagging churches. Like it's worthless collection plate surface filled up by underpaid nurses and teachers who give away half their mum's earnings for a preacher's car service. The serpents are nurturing our kids, lacing them with moral curses. But question, is it worth it? The next generation's hurting cause the lack of employment, and the boy them keep searching. Every youth with a hoodie or a hat, a goody two shoes, or you're bad. No excuses, just join the revolution. It's time to fight back. Where's your mind at? Allowing them to dictate your lifespan. A withered white-collared white man is the face of a multicultural Britain with the system in his right hand. Clipping the wings off your flight plan, unless you're full of suit to the suit. But the white card to try and stand up, but they try and keep it hush. Quite a protest kept on a lower little violence. They big it up, trying to make a fuss, acting like the people kicking off. Planted at the front when fronted by aristocratic funds. Yeah, a list of matching sums paid to haggard thugs. Hide your grudge, enforced by an iron glove. Recruiting inside the pubs lined with drugs to divide the slum, to categorize us as one, brandishing our scum like the sun. That's low life level journalism. Murder victims, families get hounded for their versions of it. Racial slurs is rigged with words. Orphan needs a bird in prison, or to bigger bird in prison. Case they live into
gain a feeling. Degrading our women, keeping our eyes on the breast, deflecting next articles about the failures of the UN by selling sex, cause they say it's sex that sells. But how is that an acceptable way to raise our young girls? Devil dwells, face painted and makeup swirls, nature tainted to be made the same. One else, heart and self-pity traits discernibly in combusting hell, encrusting portraits on the frame, a figment of themselves. It's a crazy world, we're told we should be someone else, living a lag, a different life, a 9-to-5, enslaved in jail, 28 days of bail, is weightless on the scale, placed in hell, surrounded by opinions formed by Daily Mail, where the truth's in braille, but unraised from the page, hidden to the masses by the fascists for their right of way, targets prey, using everyday issues we have to face, turns it back around, attacks roots by their class and race, in the police state, with the media as its face, hands wrapped around society's neck by what the papers say, making people crave quick money and instant fame by making intelligence seem ugly. Can pretty guys no brain? It's their way of casually dumbing down the population. Our fixation with fame left us hypnotized by Mason's replacement of blame. Has got the whole nation segregated, trying to disarm the creative, leaving all the rest sedated. From the truth, tall-tailed lies to the youth, leaving them in disarray, confused of what path to choose. Soul signs sold, but they lack the noose, probably walking daddy's shoes. So watch out when that imprint mark stomps back to you. Look, it's impractical to think. Nothing factual, the seeds planted in the earth from birth. It's just natural to believe what you're told. Surely it's facts at school, not to have your backs to the wall, head full of lies, with your lives trapped a fool. That's mad attributes, distract you from the real terror. Think they're clever, misdirection from their own agenda. Implodes from placenta, that's life of propaganda. Got to find up a fight against social leak and forced dementia.
Yeah, and let's murder this. Yes, flabs, you straight murder this. Sarah loving the set, we're gonna murder this. Look, listen. Hard work beats talent, if talent doesn't work hard. So come with a bag of passion, balance and a stern heart. Be gallant or challenges will damage and serve scars that hurt you eternal like birthmarks. But nah, no curse wordsmith, wanna get heard, earn it. Goal sets, project words, perfect and with purpose, crowd connect. Don't get nervous, put in the legwork. Internet surfing ain't the only way to network. You can't be in the right place at the right time if your place is MySpace or writing on timelines. No time for excuses up on my mind, bro. On your commute if your life's hype, or make better use of your nightlife. Cruel to be kind, but just my advice. No rules, decided to change. My life's in a better place, I took pride in it, mine's in a settled state. I try meditate, climb in and elevate to a higher plane, where I'm finding a better way to fight through any crisis and any pain. I'm wise now, I'm righteous in many ways, but still space to wise up and resonate. Hip hop inspired me to wise up and educate. It won't ever fade, part of my soul. Celebrate every day since the artist awoke. Every mark that I spray, bar that I wrote, every heartbeat I make is the start, the unfolding, the spark of the flame. How far will it go? I'm hoping it's far. Let's start with the globe. Yeah, it might seem far-fetched and partly a joke, but it really ain't hard when my arm is involved. We're gonna murder it, flabs, come and murder
yeah.
it.
Oh. Cause I'm a phidigophobic. When I hear the hissing, get the mongooses looking for their victim to bite all the biters and to stop all the snitching. Cobra clutching submission, python pulled in your women. Bison stomp lace with a Tyson punch or poison, make the decision. So what you wanna do? Make an incision, repack your insides, deep frag them up in my kitchen, wait till the skin dries. So we're up back in an instant, I'll make a coat out of your snake skin, send it to your mother for Christmas. I'm vicious with a wizardly slip of my tongue, I'll kill them boa constrictor, spitting rapping lyrics around my victim. Viper poisons ignition, vital to fight off the system. Vision, my uncontrollable wisdom balanced out with the villain, man locked in the prison. Snakes, they watching gold prisms, they hear the shakes of the rattlesnakes bait in the distance. Silence of the jakes in my brain since an infant. Look, they're coming to get ya. I'm coming from the underbelly, where the sharp shots got the dungeons ready. Drums are heavy, dark blocks rocked until the funds are levied. Some mums are bevied on the school run. Plenty tools come for fools, gums, plaque picked apart for pennies. The trap tarts a deadly cake kept with a wicker heart. Shiver starts, whispers no resistance from a bitter glance. Living's hard, made to feel caged like a prison yard. Vision scarred, conscience barred, but where the victims charged and placed on remand, the products of our residence is evident. The traggled influences in case our temperament, no eloquence except for road talk. Inquest so poor, ingest thoughts, leave aspirations celibate. It's all relative to where I've lived. In the bits with bricks could keep a roof over your head and lose it with a couple sniffs. They're so prejudice. I'm one of the plebs with this membership, cause I'm an outcast of censorship.
Music to me, something I'm using to speak, not choosing to beef. I'm bruising these beats, fueling the movement and rooting for peace, not abusing the tool and grooming the streets. See, I'm prudent, I'm looking at schooling to teach the youth of this beast that do what they see. They can choose to be free, try losing the leash, refuse to believe what you view on your screens, fuse to conceit the truth, find the means, tutor your minds, infuse them, try greed. Root up the future in you. I believe we can diffuse and improve the blight on the street. Give news, give views, give time, give a speech. No excuse to sit by, a sign that we're weak. Define what's right and aspire to be free. That's why music and rhyming's my shine and my reach. Blood, they're tricking us, like say that we're idiots with the ridiculous gimmicks that they're flinging our way. But we tell them our way, cause we're clever, can't tame us. We're never gone fade. We demonstrate daily the truth to the youth in the things that we say, the roof that we move, the truth and the substance. Pain ain't the aim, it's a love ting and comes in abundance. On the put your ones up, blood are not a gun tick. Trust this and not the nonsense that they're feeding you. Don't eat it up, them evil meals will leave you feeling rough. Best to leave and get deeper, cause I believe that the demons live in the shallows. Don't even linger in the shadows, they're sinister and out bold. They're trying to imprison us and rear us like cattle, but we're not Egypts and we're not jam fools.
Oh,
jeez.
Getting a schooling today on the open mic. Flabs, you got another one?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's do it.
Look, yeah. I hear a lot of talk, all of it whispers, out of earshot, circulating like a discus. Always at a distance, infringe with opinions based on hate, voodoo, dough and toe, we're down for wish lists. So when I fall down, it's Christmas. Those who want the opposition, weeks apart, most up with my composition. Soulful art, living deeper, what secret spin conviction. No matter how high the sentence level different, another plague and field Martian watching while stars intoxicated in their boxes, losing minds to their profit. And you follow no logic, copy and copy, but we'll still kill no free will. They got it, you want it. Your boxing shadows wearing headgear. My natural body garments harder than your protection. Invested in my pens, figure ends near. Credit roll, let them major debit low. Whilst I'm screaming feed him to the lagans on the megaphone. Rah. I hear a lot of foul words in my vicinity. Indirects and depth reflecting off your misery. To rid me, you need a mass of troops, tanks, body bags, nukes, flabber rambles on a killing spree. Your dry raps like withered feet, whilst my pedals turn to levels of your dreams. Set pace to chase a devil, tax backed out. Roll me go, the rebel shoulder weight. Bringing the pain, woo starts in the crane. Your arms, bars aren't large. Big or clever storytellers come a cropper when they're pen and teller. I made magic and state fact tragic. Your fictitious act can backpack its way to a better place for. Ever, I'm a nightmare up on Elm Street, climbing trees, turning concrete into jungle with this beat. Look, just stop and let it breathe. Like that whiskey in my tealer while you're lagging. I'm a lion king, hunting's in my jeans. Like,
big up, Flabs, holding it down. Look, listen, look, you know what? Look. Don't call me a femcee, I'm purely an MC. Anything more is just talk that is empty. What's with the distinguishing? I'm just a sick lyricist. Anything more is just talk that is ignorant. What's with the prefix? Do we really need it? Blood, I'm not shy, like keep it a secret, hide it mysterious, but I do find it real unappealing. Yo, best believe it, blood. If you say I'm sick for a chick, mate, I'll instantly think you're a prick. Straight flip the script and say I think you're sick for a man and see how you react. Can you see that it's daft, yo? Oh. I'm just saying, you're dope for a bloke. Quit complaining over a compliment. Why won't you take it? What is your problem, bruv? Moaning, campaigning. Oh, you can see it's frustrating. Hey, play at this special day that we made for the ladies. Segregation's hella frustrating. Blood, this ain't boxing. Stop with that nonsense. Do we really need our own concerts?
Thank
I can
you.
Jump up and rock a spot with the gents and get props
Thank
and
you.
Respect, cause I dop it the set trust. I don't need a step up or a separate section. It's offensive and I get vexed when it's mentioned. I murder it.
Thank you. For once, someone said it was on my mind this whole time. It's just about being fly. It ain't about your gender. Okay, what's the agenda? Are you coming with another reveal? Yeah.
Well, let me get a bit. Let me get a bit of this, man. Yo.
Okay.
Check it. Listen.
Spoonball.
Yo. Okay, check it. Listen. Yo. Yo, I fill my pen with the venom a cobra holds in his tongue. All the clipper soldier loads in his gun. See me and my clique rose from the slum. The same struggle, same hustle, rolling as one. Check the resume, I battered up the baddest. I roughed it with the best of them. I hustled with the ruggedest. Hustled drugs to the rest of them. Never forget to rep my friends. 021, what I represent. Tehran, you better show respect to them. Mandatory military service from back in the day. All my crew know how to handle grenades and bang with them K's. Some of my older cousins then probably snuffed a couple men. Never talk about
but I can bet that it troubles them. So watch who you troubling before you find yourself in a puddle of blood and gut struggling to hold your stomach in. I was born with a chip on my shoulder, turned into a brick, but now that I'm older, that shit's a boulder, a militant soldier. I won't quit till the mission's over. I'm flipping little spitters and twisting chicks up like yoga. You're blinded by the spitting cobra. You ain't convincing, you're like cars in showrooms, never been on the road, bruv. Team divide the cheese up like slicing knives to a pizza, but way beyond razor sharp, I'm a diamond kind of a geezer. So fly that I have to apply for visas. Most rhymes are so dry, it's Vaseline they apply, cause their lips are creased up. Poisonous is an anamorphic creature. Lately a lot of people debating exactly who double P are. Poisonous a level they can't reach us. I don't mean to be harsh, but let me just break it down with these three bars. Can't beat us or defeat us, ain't nothing you left the teachers. Though they freestyles, they still need to get out their visas or their MasterCard, cause we start to charge with bars and features. Music's genetically in me like my father's features. You could say music's in my jeans like my car keys are. I keep it gully cause that's what the streets love. Even though I'm gully, I never been Brock all the while. I stay like a dedicated poisonous fan and kept my peas up.
As the sounds of Reveal on this week's Open Mic FUBAR Radio every Monday 4 till 6 p.m. It's all about the hip hop takeover. Oracy and Flabs, thank you so much for blessing us
real
this
bars,
week.
Real content, man.
Exactly. You know what I mean? That was like some proper schooling going on there. And I got to say on that tip, go on.
I was
going
to say, see that last bar that Oracy had, yeah? Like, real talk, like, that's what she's about. I always see her out and about, yeah, just smacking it, like, you know what I mean, yeah? And like, whenever I see you on stage, yeah, I always go to people, I always go, watch this. Like, I don't say nothing, yeah. I'm proper just like, just watch this, like, yeah. Like, I know, like, I reckon you're living that shit that you're speaking about.
Yeah,
so
that's what matters
double,
to
double
me.
Props on that, man. She's not just saying it, like, she's going places and just smacking it, like, each and every time. Do you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's
no,
like,
but I just think, like, of course, I'm all about, you know, the female representation in hip hop and all of this kind of thing. But it's interesting.
It's
recently,
like,
I was asked to take part in a survey. Someone was doing like a dissertation about sexism, sexism and DJing, and like female DJs who, like, what's your experience of sexism? And it's like
questions.
All the questions in the thing is like, I don't
there's
have
no
any
answer. You don't have the issues that they're mentioning. Like, who are you talking to? Because I don't know, like. Yeah, when I get the same questions and that, I don't understand the answers. I'm like, I haven't faced any of those problems that you're mentioning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this is a hip hop thing.
I think it's a character thing as well. Like, no one's going to approach you like that because you don't give out that vibe, innit?
But I think also, like, in hip hop, predominantly, it's about your skills. What are you bringing to the table? Mm. That's how you're going to get judged at the end of the day. It's not about, like, you know, your outfit or whatever. And anyone who is judging people on that, they're not going to last long in hip hop.
Yeah, that's
and
why
in
I'm
the
here,
origins of hip hop in the first place, you know, there was no segregation. Women represented on an equal par with the guys, whether that's JJ Fad, Salt and Pepper,
even
like
cool
Jazzy Joyce, all of these people
the
kind of thing, represented evenly. So I think as soon as we create these things of like, yeah, an all woman this and all females that and everything, I'm about equality, you know what I'm saying? And so we need to strive for equality, whatever, you know, different groups that we're talking about there kind of thing. So I'm never someone where I've been all about like, yeah, I'm a female DJ doing this. Everyone I've aspired to be like is a dope DJ.
And that's
predominantly what, like, I'm about, is being the dopest DJ that I can,
like,
be.
Like, exactly,
you know what
the
I mean?
Same thing with the rapping thing. Like, when I know you're going to come on the day, I know you're going to smack it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like real talk, innit, from back in the day. I swear, a few times I come up to you and I was like, you just smack that set. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's just in the show and proof. I feel like that as well. When I see stuff like that, I think it's like you said in your bar, where it's not boxing, it's not like, alright, we need to separate it based on weight, class, and size. It's like, it's a different kettle of fish.
It's a voice,
man,
and a brain, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think, as much as I admire, like, women who want to trumpet, like, the you know, women's struggle in industry and all that kind of thing, you know, in many ways,
it's
maybe you're creating the division yourself by
definitely
talking more about that kind of thing, and really you just show and prove.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you're going to get the respect and everything. Sorry, yeah. Flav's like,
no,
just
no, no, agree. No, I agree with you. I fully agree with you. Fully agree with you on that.
I mean, because there are even, like, women who are, like, really killing it on the battle scene too. I mean, of course, like, we're always in a minority, you know, in all of these, like, divisions and stuff. But at the end of the day, I just think, like, when someone is fresh and they got the bars, that's all that counts.
Yeah.
And honestly, that was why it was just refreshing to hear that. Because often I feel like, you know, it's the kind of the problem with the title of feminist and all this sort of thing. It doesn't mean that I'm not about, like, supporting women's struggles and
but
like,
I'm not
issues
a feminist,
and things, you know. But you see, sometimes it's like, that's not an acceptable thing to say, that
I'll
you're
say
not a feminist.
I'm not
that you're not about the female hip hop struggle representation thing and all of that stuff.
I'm representing me, I'm not representing women.
But then check it, yeah. So we started like this, and then we got here, and now we got to the point where we're talking about female MCs. Yeah. How meta is that?
That
but
really
we're allowed
my,
to because
yeah,
it was off your
intention.
Bars. It was off your bars, and then we started talking about it.
That's the only reason that I mentioned it, because that's the first time where I've really heard a woman, you know, talk
a different perspective on it at all.
Yes, because mostly it's about represent us, and that's the angle that people want to talk to you about in hip hop as well. Is in terms of like, yeah, what's it like
Didn't
being a female DJ?
Female cypher on a recent
on a rival
radio show.
I'll just say that Shady did it. I did it because Shady invited me. I got enough respect for Shady because there's certain people that will ask me and I'll say no straight away before I've even read it. But certain people will ask me and I'll say yeah because I know the intentions are genuine.
But it's a weird one, isn't it?
It's difficult, man. I get a bit of stress from it. If I'm saying I don't want to perform on the all female, can I be on the next one? Like.
I
most
think
people
your lyric
are right,
broke
but some
it down
people, yeah, hopefully, like, it's
way.
A new track,
like,
and it's not out, man. It's out on Sutton W soon come, but yeah, just covers the whole thing, man. Right down to don't ask me questions about anything to do with being a woman, like, just ask me hip hop questions. I don't want any, it's boring, it's so tedious.
But, I mean, it's the same, it's like, at the same time, you can say, yeah, but why, you know, you can ask me about being mixed race. You can ask
that's
me
what,
about.
That's
what
it's boring,
like,
it's the same topic, so it's like, yeah, move on, innit?
You know,
be a better interviewer.
Well, thank you anyway. No. Sorry, to, as I say, the other name of this show is We Digress. So, yes, but thank you so much for going off on that tangent with us. No, but thank you so much for coming through and blessing us on this week's Open Mic. Flavs,
thanks,
give out the links so people can track you down, especially Jules, who was hoping to get a glimpse of your abs as well.
Snapchat.
Like, how can people find you?
Flabadabadoo, yeah. Flabadabadoo, Instagram. You know, Twitter, Facebook, all of that good stuff.
Oracy, where can people find you?
I'm just at Oracy Music, and it Oracy at Oracy Music. Oracy means the ability to express oneself fluently and grammatically in speech.
Hence, orator.
Oracle. Well done.
Very nice. You're tuned into Food Bar Radio. It's been myself, Sarah Love. Thank you so much for Reveal,
always,
for stepping and standing
pleasure,
in
man.
For
Maestro
this week. Up next, we have some nonsense with Ray Peacock, so keep it locked here to Food Bar Radio. I got one more tune for you before we're up out here. Yes, you know, we get
creative.
That was
a bit deep, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Some nonsense in the next
room. Whatever, innit? No. It's all that goodness right here. Foodbarradio.com is the place to be. I'm going to leave you with something fresh from Diamond D. This is Where Is The Love with Talib Kweli and El Zai.